Blackstone presents The Trains of Keldora, Factory of the Gods, Book 2, by Alex Reisman. This book is read by Christopher James Mayer. Prologue. Fartian Chimaire was of the opinion that pigeons should learn to respect Aelif, desks, and gods, probably not in that order. There was one on his desk right now, a scroll of paper around its leg. He reached for it, but the bird fluttered a couple feet to the left and cooed softly. It met his eyes and cocked its head. When Fartian didn't respond by immediately killing it or giving it food, unaware that it was staring at a god, the pigeon lifted its tail.
"Don't you dare!"
Fartian snarled. The bird froze, and for a moment Fartian thought his words had gotten through to the beast. As if punishing him for his hubris, the pigeon shat on his desk.
"Gods damn it!"
Fartian shouted. That was the third today. He snatched for the bird, and it flew away again.
"Not this time!"
Fartian growled, and formed his hand into a claw. A spectral hand appeared from the gesture and streaked toward the startled bird. He grasped it tightly, fighting back an urge to squeeze his spectral hand shut on the animal. As frustrated as he was, he knew it was only obeying instincts and was mostly waiting for him to give it some treat in exchange for the message, as it had been trained. Unfortunately, he'd run out of treats earlier that day. That had been the primary cause of the fresh coating of droppings now splattered across his desk. He took the message off the pigeon's leg and tossed it out the window. It gave an affronted coo as it took back to the air, but apparently decided it feared ghostly hands more than it loved treats.
"You just lost an argument with an animal dumber than most Erkin," said a voice from the door.
Fartian didn't even look. He knew that voice.
"I got what it was bringing me,"
Fartian said, unrolling the paper carefully.
"I count that as a victory. Since you're here, Pholus, I would like to once again request that I be reallocated to a role more fitting of my station. It is beneath a god to take messages from flying rats."
Pholus was radiant, and if Fartian hadn't known what a prick the other man was, he would have found him painfully desirable. Pholus's god core had ascended to gold tier, and with that he had been able to pick a domain. Already a creation core, and considered one of the most beautiful Aelif alive, with a slender build and luscious antenna, it had been natural for him to pick the desire domain, giving him the ability to see what people most desired and then create it, if it was within his power. An ability he rarely used. Fartian suspected strongly that Pholus just liked to know how many people lusted for him.
"It would be beneath my station."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?